Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show.
Welcome back. Stuart Rosenthal from the Beacon Newspaper joins me. The Beacon Newspaper is the resource that you need to pick up free. 1,500 locations in the D.C. metro area and lots of doctor's offices, too. It is a free publication for those 50 and over. So I barely qualify, but I do. So
Welcome.
Look, I'm an AARP member now, okay? So I got to admit the fact. All right, reality. Yeah, got a little gray hair showing up. All right, yeah.
It's okay, really. It's okay.
Oh, thank you. I feel so much better.
Lots of good things ahead.
Anyway, so you can read it online at thebeaconnewspapers.com. Let's chat about two items in this month's issue. Stuart, tracking items you lose in your house, and what are the features, according to the American Home Builders Association, what are the features that help a home sell faster?
Great. Well, I'll start with that last topic first. It's actually the National Association of Home Builders that is the list that we went from, that we did the story about. The largest one, the most common item that most wanted home feature, basically, for all ages, is a laundry room. People want to have a separate laundry room in the house, and that is apparently a big selling feature. Do you find that to be the case in your experience?
Well, we don't do laundry, so no, but seriously, yes, a laundry room is very important as a place to drop everything to then do it, you know, organize it and so on.
Yes,
it's very important. And I would say, I think most people have a laundry room of some kind, even in, like, even in a house that's a 1955 brick-and-block constructed, post-war constructed single-family home, 1,200 square feet on each level. Downstairs, there's going to be a laundry room that's kind of a part of the furnace room where the hot water heater is. Right.
So the basement kind of thing, right.
Some people
are putting them, like, higher up in the home so you don't have to go all the way down to the basement to do the laundry, you know. That's also pretty popular in some places.
Well, it is, and they'll take a walk-in closet out of a bedroom and turn it into a laundry by opening the other side, maybe off of a hallway, and they'll build, you know, so it's not really a room, but it's a place where they can put a stackable washer and dryer.
Right.
Yeah.
So exterior lighting is like the most wanted outdoor feature. You know, it not only sort of helps the home stand out, so you're going to attract attention if you're trying to sell it, but it's an added safety feature. Mm-hmm. And things like motion sensor lights, where if someone moves, it turns the lights on. Those are all sort of useful features as well.
Mm-hmm.
Within the house, in order to save money, energy efficiencies, both windows and appliances that are energy efficient, 90% of buyers say they would like energy efficient appliances in the homes that they buy. Helps their utility bills stay low, which is, of course, important.
No doubt.
Outdoors is also patios. A number of people seem to find it important to have something in the backyard to make it more inviting. And here's one that I think appeals to almost everybody, garage storage space. In order to keep the clutter out of the house, to have nice, organized space in the garage where it's like a bonus space in the house. So that's always a popular thing as well.
That sounds like an oxymoron. You know, nice, organized space in a garage.
It's not space anymore if it's organized. Right? Space for organizing things. How about that?
So what about tracking items in your house?
There's some nice devices out there. Both Bluetooth devices, which are the ones that communicate with your smartphone, and then also just radio frequency devices. So what these companies do is they make these little products, or little handheld clickers, basically, and they come with tags or attachable tiles, some of them call, that you put on various items that you want to be able to track, like your keys or your phone itself or a tablet or your purse or whatever. And the idea is if you get separated from the item and you can't find it, if you have the cell phone version with the Bluetooth, you can open up the app and it'll tell you where your items are. It'll help you locate them in the house. And vice versa, if you lose your phone and you have one of those items, you can press one of the buttons on that item and it'll tell you where your phone is. So that's a cool thing. And if you don't have the smartphone, there are these radio frequency clickers called Click and Dig is one of the brand names, for example, that can attach up to 6 items on a clicker. And again, you punch the button on the fob and it'll ring, the item will ring so you can hear it. If it's within 60 feet, you know, you have to be within a reasonable distance for that kind of thing to work.
Wives, you can sew these into your husband's clothes and you'll know where he is.
Within reason.
Okay. Stuart Rosenthal from the Beacon Newspaper, always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you, Eric.
Yeah. The Beacon Newspaper, if you want to read a copy, go to thebeaconnewspapers.com and you can read it there. You can give them a call at 301-949-9766. Is that right?
That's right.
Oh, gosh, I can't believe I remember that.
Good job.
301-949-9766 to call them today. Okay, Donna, I asked you to stay in. You and JJ had a conversation off mic. JJ Surma, who's the engineer today, Ken's fine, right?
Ken's great. Ken's on vacation. I'm sure he's better than all of us.
Probably is really having a good time. God bless you, Ken. We miss you a lot. Actually miss you a lot right now. But
hey.
JJ's doing okay. Okay. So, JJ, you were trying to give me a signal earlier about scissors and about how difficult it is for you to keep scissors. I think we all struggle with that too, right? So just keeping, like, if we knew where our scissors were,
sure.
Everything has a place, right? Everything should be put back, but it doesn't. How many scissors do you think you have in your house?
Oh gosh, probably four. Look, I have a three level townhouse, and so I just don't want to have to. My knees don't want me to have to go up and down the stairs just to cut something.
Uh-huh.
So there's a drawer in each level.
Yes,
and then we have kids, so they probably have a couple pair that I don't know about.
The really small ones that you probably...
My son's left-handed, so he has the rounded ones.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So now, having
He's a special boy.
So you've got a lefty in the family.
Yeah,
Southpaw.
Two of them. Two of us.
Oh, two of you.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, if you said something about having kids, and what rang to you about what Donna said earlier is about the routine and the training.
Training, yeah, because I'm at that level of... I have a five-year-old and a 10-year-old, and we're very much in the thick of... life lessons and healthy habits,
mm-hmm.
and making sure that not only are we, to be able to teach those, because kids pick up more on what you do than what you say,
mm-hmm.
we have to exhibit those things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just about telling them, okay, this is how you do that. It's, this is how I do this, and this is why, and this is how you can do this, and here's why. Mm-hmm. That'd be a healthy habit for you. So, what I hear Donna saying when you said training, I said, my gosh, I need this information. Not only for myself, but so I can pass it on to my kids, and maybe they might have a healthier view about just the accumulation. Because what I found really interesting, and I'd love for you to elaborate on it a little bit, is just you were talking about when things come in, having a kind of a routine, or maybe you said something about having a regular kind of way to address those things. How do you see that? For instance, we have crafts every day, especially now we're all the kids are in summer camp, and they're finding different ways to occupy their time with glitter glue and God knows what else, right? So they're coming home with all these wonderful masterpieces, and my goodness, we don't have room for them all.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I think for that kind of thing, and that's big for a lot of people, because parents, we're all just so connected to our kids, and feel like we need to save all that stuff. I think a great way to solve that problem is take a picture of them holding up that creation that they made. Then you can keep the photo, and in a nice amount of time. You don't want to just chuck everything out right away, but give it a little time and then let it go. And then you can make an album of those photos. If you want to get a little more detailed, you can even put a little note with them that shows how old they were, perhaps, or put a description of what the situation was. It's a great way to save the memory without the things.
And we do that. In fact, and I was just holding, no one can see this, but I was holding this up for Donna. My daughter has a boogie board that she's handed off to my son. It's just one of these quick, you draw something and you push a button and it goes away. You can draw something new. And he gets so attached to his drawings that he makes me take a picture before we erase the drawing.
Uh-huh.
Somebody need to put this away. Well, don't erase it. And son, you can do even better next time. Don't erase it. Take a picture, Daddy. Okay.
Yeah.
So now what I need to do, and this may be a growth opportunity for you, Donna, is develop how do I organize my pictures of my stuff?
Exactly.
Because now I have so many pictures. It didn't take me that long to find one, did it?
Yeah, no, not at all. And I think now the technology is there. You can do the chat books and make a little album or something. It's very easy now. You can make calendars with these things to give to the grandparents and so
I'm
forth.
So glad that it's easy for you. I mean, JJ, by the way, thank you. I find that if I can just plug my phone into my computer or back it up to the cloud, as they say, then I know that it's there. And that's as far as I can get because of how busy I am. That's what's easy. For me to build something beyond that, I'm sure it's going to get easier. So when I'm, when I'm 95, I'll then create all of my collections because I'll have nothing but time to do that.
Well, you train your grandkids or kids now, and they'll do it for you because they sure have the technology.
Lord, they'll probably invent something.
Yeah, they'll
come
up with a new way of doing it. But I think along the lines of training, the great thing is if you can teach them how to do these things, because mm-hmm. often we tell our kids, go clean your room. Well, they don't really know necessarily what does that mean. They're not going to do it the way we envision it, because maybe we never told them that you don't just shove it all in the closet. And maybe, that's what we do, is shove everything in the closet. So they could just be mimicking us. So you do have to watch how you do that.
Brilliant. Absolutely great. It is important. Training literally means to train somebody. Think of a trainer at the gym who teaches you how to do a proper squat or lift a weight the proper way without hurting yourself but building the muscle. Somebody who would train you. Donna can do a good job to help you if you don't have the help to learn how to train yourself. Go to simplerlifesolutions.com or give Donna a call at 301-330-8750. How has the market changed? I know you'll want to find out, and I'll tell you right after this.